Welcome back to If the LGBTQ Community Wasn't So Loud, Would the Church Still Be Silent? My name is Taisha Holt, and I express the gospel in a way that brings truth to the LGBTQ community and equip the church on how to effectively reach those influenced by the practice. On this episode, we are going to explore the most common homosexual development pattern. Before we get into this episode, I have a notion to make. If you've been listening to all the other episodes leading up to this one, you have become aware that my approach on teaching about homosexuality is not like most. I don't talk in parables or keep you updated with the growing statistics within the LGBTQ community. Although those things can be very important, they can also become a very big distraction on what matters most. And that's gaining the proper knowledge on how to help a person understand what led them to believe they had to be gay in hopes they find true deliverance in Jesus Christ. There are so many people seeking to understand what homosexuality really is and what it actually stems from. I try to communicate on each episode from a place to answer some of the most commonly asked questions by using real-life experiences I've had from the time I recognized I had a same-sex attraction in third grade and the 13 years I lived depraved in the LGBTQ community with no understanding on how I got there. So what I like to do with each episode is bring real-life personal experiences and private conversations I've had with many overcomers and those still struggling in the lifestyle to each episode in hopes that all listeners will grow to learn that the LGBTQ community is so much more than a person being gay. Anything I speak about is not made up or my personal opinion. If I speak about it, it comes from a real place, a real story, are a revelation God gave me to bring something to the light that's hard to see through all the distractions within the LGBTQ community. The people in the LGBTQ community cannot teach us about the attack on the community because they are in the battle and they are losing the war against themselves. So on each episode, I try to bring something to the light that most people don't understand about those living in a very entertaining darkness. And knowing how many people are gay doesn't change a person's actions or help them understand how they got there. But hearing people's testimonies can help you understand the most common homosexual development patterns found in homosexuality most people are not aware of. When you hear the same pattern in many different stories, I think it's very important to bring this pattern to the light in hopes to make it easier to understand how they got where they are today. This episode is not based off one person's story, but based off multiple stories that I found to have the same pattern and why they chose homosexuality. I can personally attest to this unhealthy pattern in my own story, but to have heard it in so many people's stories lets me know it's something that needs to be talked about. As you listen to this episode, I want you to think about the life experiences of people you may know who practice homosexuality or having an unbearable same-sex attraction. I want you to ponder on how their parents play a relevant role in their respective behavioral patterns detailed herein. Having listened to many testimonies, I found the correlation between one's relationship with their biological mother and father can play an immense role in one's developmental patterns and how they interact with the opposite gender. Impaired parental relationships are commonly found in many adults caught in a stronghold, not just those in homosexuality. On this episode, we are going to focus on how having a weakened or damaged relationship with your parents can affect how a person views identity and why they chose homosexuality in hopes to overcome the disconnect they feel from their biological parents. Homosexuality can be very complex, and there's not just one thing that can cause a person to develop a pattern that leads them into the practice. But there is always a root cause that can push a person towards developing homosexual behavior. While listening to this episode, I want you to keep in mind that there are individual variations within these patterns. Not everyone's journey is the same. So as you listen, I want you to think about the life experiences of people you may know who practice homosexuality or having an unbearable same-sex attraction. I want you to ponder on how their parents play a relevant role in their respective behavioral patterns detailed herein. Let's start with exploring the common development male pattern. If you have an opportunity to talk to a man practicing homosexuality, you will usually find the pattern of an unhealthy father and son relationship somewhere in his story, whether the father is present or absent. Let me shed some light on what this unhealthy pattern could look like when the father is present in the son's life. Let's say this unhealthy pattern began around the time the son has reached the age to start bonding with his dad, ready to wing the son off his mom and teach his son how to be a man, whether it be introducing him to his career, sports, the difference between men and women, or just welcoming him into the most common way men interact with their sons, which could consist of cutting grass, changing oil, climbing trees, playing in mud, tackle football with no helmet or pads, you know, all the things we view as the nature of a boy. During this time of bonding, the dad starts to notice the son is very fragile to roughhousing and not really into any of the things the dad was looking forward to connecting him to his son. So the dad could misunderstand how to connect with his son and start to withdraw because every time his dad tries to bond or play with his son, the son cries out for help or gets hurt or starts to complain about the physical activities his dad introduces him to. At the time, the son is not aware that everything his dad is introducing him to plays a magnificent role in how the dad finds a connection to his son. All the son knows at the time is what he doesn't like. Because of this, the dad could start to feel inadequate in his role as a father. And instead of taking the time to learn his son and create a healthy balance with the things that interest them both, the dad tends to pull away because he views his son as too soft or acting like a girl anytime he tries to bond with his son. Over time, the son starts to notice him and his father seem to have nothing in common, which brings on a struggle to try to find a common ground in order to see himself in his father's eyes in order to connect with his own male identity. Usually, the dad doesn't take the time to understand the son, and the son grows afraid to explain to his dad his personality because he fears he can't do that without his dad calling him a name, insulting his personality. So there's usually a strong boundary separating the differences in their personalities, and this boundary draws a line in the relationship where the dad is closed off to hearing or being involved in anything that he deems as not manly enough, which leads the son to start suppressing his real personality around his father. The son starts to keep certain things of his life closed off from his dad. He never invites the dad to any activities that he enjoys because he knows that his dad will view it as not man enough for him or his son. During this unhealthy development process, there is still a father and son respect present in the relationship, but there is no bonding between the dad and the son. Because the son hides his true self from the dad, and the dad doesn't take the time to understand his son's personality. Instead, he insists on becoming even more masculine around his son to prove a point nobody asked him to make. And the son is taking mental note of it all. The son will start to notice when the dad becomes overly excited with him when he does something he deems as being a man, but never says anything about the son's real interest in life, whether it be a reward he brought home from a play he got the leading role in, or him making captain of the cheerleading team. The dad's silence can become very hostile to the son, causing him to start to hate male masculinity because he never knew what his dad was thinking about him. He just remembers the cruel things he heard his dad say to him before the unhealthy pattern started to take place. This unhealthy pattern can lead a boy to developing a stronger relationship with his mother. In some cases, a boy's mother can become emotionally and overly involved when she sees this pattern taking place in her home. She can begin to overly affirm the son to embrace his creative side more than his masculine capabilities. Meanwhile, the father is quiet, withdrawn, non-expressive, especially when the mom brings certain things to his attention that he can do better to bond with his son. You get what I'm saying? Men with a homosexual problem may have a stronger connection to their emotions, but lack being emotionally nurtured or affirmed in their masculinity by their fathers in the right way. Although a boy's father may love him, something intercepted the son's perception of that love when he heard how his father responded to him liking the color pink, or how he reacted when learning his son was more interested in things that didn't require much physical strength. In some cases, the dad will even take it as far as comparing his son to other boys and start supporting other boys that he deems as more masculine than his son. Meanwhile, the son is searching, trying to understand himself and find acceptance from his father, but doesn't know how to achieve this connection outside of the physical activities his dad wants him to be a part of. But the son is fully aware he has no interest in any of the activities his dad introduces him to, which can lead the son to feel more comfortable in the company of other women because things he is interested in puts him in the company of more girls than boys. The son could start to seek affirmation from the girls because his dad didn't affirm him in it first. See, once the dad noticed that the son was not capable are interested in sports or the activities he introduced him to, the dad could have affirmed his son that the things he was interested in didn't make up the male and female identity. However, his interest would put him in the company of more women than men, and how he could carry himself in that type of environment, especially preparing him for the response he might get from most boys that only see male masculinity one way. In most cases, the son will walk into this type of environment having a skewed perception of his identity and a very high level of insecurities. So instead of the son enjoying his life, he starts to take on the reaction he gets from the girls as if he is one of their kind, which can make their territory more attractive and make masculinity even more unattractive. All because his father didn't awaken the meaning of masculinity in him. So the boy is missing seeing the reflection of his own masculinity in his father's eyes, but he sees a form of himself in the eyes of women that share his same interests. When this happens, an emotional detachment takes place that's now carried over onto same-sex peers. Because the boy is around women, he will overhear their conversations about men they are dating or have an interest in. In the beginning, he might not engage too much in conversation, but he will continue to listen to how they talk about their boyfriends and certain experience they've had with boys and tell secrets about boys they are interested in. Because his interest puts him in the company of most girls, they may start to ask him questions about his personality, and one of those questions could be, do you like boys or girls? The boy may not know how to answer this question at first, so he reluctantly says, I like girls. But he will start to think and want to explore the question a little deeper. He might even begin to ask one of the girls he trusts the most on why people always ask him if he liked boys or girls. The girl could respond in a way saying, well, we're just curious because most boys don't like what we like. They like football and basketball, but you're always clean, you're very kind, and you like all the things that girls like. So we wasn't sure if you were gay. This brief conversation could bring back a flood of emotions, reminding him of how his father could have been right about him being too girly. So he'll begin to ask himself, do I like boys or girls? Am I trapped in the wrong body? Because everything I like, girls like, and everything I dislike, boys love. Maybe my dad was right. I am too soft. I am girly. See, the dad keeping his distance put his son in a position to learn how to defend his own masculinity without the male guidance, which can lead the son to allow the things that he's interested in to redefine his male masculinity. The boy will begin to watch other boys while feeling inept or unable to join in the rough and tumble play that categorizes a boy's world. Staying on the fringes of boys' culture, he looks with longing on the boys who remain unknown and elusive to him. What remains elusive and mysterious becomes hereticized during puberty for the boy. He gets excited by seeing other boys play and secretly wants to be a part of it, but fears he will fail in his attempt or experience the same reactions from his peers he got from his dad as a child. Because of this, there is, however, a psychological barrier that doesn't allow the boy to feel capable or equipped to ever join the boys. Then envy sets in, therefore creating the foundation for the homosexual pattern to start developing a root, which later grows into a man in his same-sex relationship, just looking to bond as closely as he can with another man to fill the void he has, just wanting his dad to understand his personality. A boy's mother also has a critical role to play in his life and the development male pattern in homosexuality. She represents his first view of femininity and therefore helps him learn how to interact and relate to the opposite sex. For a boy, growing up with a mom that's too aggressive in correcting him, or the mom carries herself with a very strong, masculine type of dominance, especially when she's in the presence of men, the boy can develop a fear that all women will be as masculine or dominant like his mom, which will cause him to start avoiding interacting with women on an intimate level. I hope I still have your attention. Now let's explore the female development pattern. For a little girl, bonding with her mother is important. A basic trust is built in a girl between mother and daughter. If that foundation isn't well laid or disruption occurs, then the little girl may fail to come into that sense of personal identity or sense of being. It is a common pattern for women in same-sex relationships to have experienced a strong disconnect from their mother. Some girls grow up with mothers that are considered to be very soft-spoken, passive-aggressive, sincere, or come off as way too submissive to the authority of a man. The daughter's perception could be that the mother is weak or ineffective in her role as a woman, which can cause the girl to view her mom as a pushover. The girl may feel misunderstood by her mother, always correcting her because she is very outspoken and not intimidated by the conflict she creates when she advocates for herself. The daughter begins to feel she could never measure up to her mom's expectation in being soft-spoken like her. Please keep this in mind. The daughter doesn't have to remember specific events that took place to cause this feeling. It is enough that they remember feeling a sense of displeasure from their mother and how she responds to the way she carries herself and always addresses her daughter as unladylike. The daughter may develop a sense of emptiness and longing from her mother responds to her personality. That inner sense of longing can manifest later in life through desires to want to connect with her mother via romantic relationships with other women, because she lacked being nurtured properly by the voice and touch of her own mother. If a daughter perceives rejection from her mother for being too fat or not pretty enough or not putting so much excitement when it comes to wearing makeup, playing dress up, having tea parties, or finding joy in talking about a marriage or wedding day, the daughter can begin to close her heart off to the mother. Then the daughter will begin to embrace even more all the areas of her personality that her mom critiques or criticizes as unladylike. Everything her mom said to her growing up made her feel as if she was less than a girl. This unhealthy pattern over time can grow into the daughter second guessing if she even wants to be a girl. The daughter can begin to despise everything about the mom and start criticizing and critiquing her mom for being who she is because the mom failed to affirm her in the areas they are different in. The daughter could start to hate the woman she sees in her mom and seeks to be the opposite of what she sees in her mom while still longing for a place to connect with her mom. When core needs within a mother-daughter relationship are not met, as categorized by lack of emotional connection, a wedge comes between the daughter and mom. Instead of feeling a sense of attachment to her mother, detachment seeps in. Lack of intimacy engenders estrangement between them, Some women feel they never had a real emotional connection with their mothers because they could never find a common ground of interest, especially during conversation and how they interact with the world. This unhealthy pattern can cause a girl to seek that intimate relationship in every subsequent same-sex relationship because they lack being nurtured by their mother, which can create this overwhelming drive commences within to find connection to her mother in a same-sex relationship. A girl's father also has a critical role to play in her life and her development pattern in homosexuality. He represents her first view of masculinity and therefore helps her learn how to interact and relate to the opposite sex. If a girl grows up without a father or feels the father is not present enough, the girl will usually generalize that experience and expect the same from every man in her life. The deep pain of not receiving masculine values becomes a foundation for her attempting to become a man, or seek a relationship with a woman that looks like a man to find what she didn't get from her father. Or she could very much so develop a fear of any type of male masculinity because she doesn't understand it or know how to connect to it. So men could become very scary to her from the tone of their voice, their figure, or the way they operate because she didn't get to sit with her dad long enough to understand what it's like to be in the presence of a man. The homosexual development pattern between parents and their children can be a very tricky subject. That's why I tried to keep it surface level in this episode. But please keep in mind, all girls need to know in some way that they are mommy's angel and daddy's special little girl. And all males need to know in some way that they will always be mommy's little man and a very strong man in their daddy's eyes. Whether male or female, nobody knows where life can lead a person that feels disconnected from their parents. But within the LGBTQ community, in their quest to find this emotional connection with their mother and father, some people will find themselves searching for this connection to their mother and father in the context of a same-sex relationship. The relationship one has with their mother and father can play a role in how they interact with the opposite sex. A woman in homosexuality could be trying to play the role of the dad she never had, or dating the woman that reminds her of the mother she wanted to have a connection with. A man in homosexuality could be trying to be the mom he didn't have, or dating the version of the dad he never had a healthy, affirming relationship with. When you have a child that has interests outside the traditional male and female pattern, avoidance of this will create a silence in the household that grows into an unhealthy pattern that affects the child's identity in more ways than you could imagine. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 4, it says, "Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord. For this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you and you will have a long life on the earth." Then it goes on to say, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instructions that comes from the Lord, not the instructions from society, but the Lord." There is an effective way for us to instruct our boys and girls to embrace their natural identity, even if they're interested in things that go outside the way we've been trained to view what activities boys and girls should be interested in. If you're a parent of a child that's practicing homosexuality, a good question to ask them would be, "How was it growing up with me being your parent?" In their response, you will be able to hear if they consider you playing a part in them identifying as gay. On the next episode, I will be going into great detail on how living in an over-sexualized culture can play a huge role in homosexuality. Until the next episode, I want you to ask yourself, if the LGBTQ community wasn't so loud, would the church still be silent?